Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com as we again launch here into hour number three of the show, right to your phone calls. Coming up, though, some interesting statistics about Americans and how they feel about secession. Let's go first to Tom in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nick, and Mark. Hello, Tom.
How are you this evening, gentlemen?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to comment about the recruiter story, and I wanted to say that I get home at a certain time. I didn't catch the very, very beginning of it, but I have heard it before about this tactic. And
just to bring our before you comment, our listeners just tuning in, bringing them up to speed, the story was basically that Army recruiters have been caught red-handed lying and threatening and, you know, attempting to intimidate and scare 17, 18-year-old teenagers into coming and just coming to meetings, but also coming and joining basic training when they don't have any obligation to actually do so. They're just outright lying to these kids, and they're using intimidating tactics to freak them out, and they're being called onto the carpet again as they were 3 years before, and they promised 3 years ago that they were going to review their processes and change things and make sure this doesn't happen anymore. But it's happening more often now than it happened 3 years ago. With all that in mind, what were your thoughts?
Yeah, I also want to say, gentlemen, that when I do arrive home from work, your show is one of the first things I turn on.
Thank you.
And I always find it interesting, to say the least, a dedicated listener for the most part. And I just, the military, I've never been in and never served. I had heard about this even years ago to some guys I grew up with, went in like on a buddy system, and then they immediately break you up, was the story. And
the idea with the buddy system is that you get to go in with a friend, and that way, you're not alone.
Yeah.
And of course, they break you up as
right. And I don't expect any truth whatsoever out of these people from the top to the bottom, because where is the honor in that? They're supposed to be all this honor and. Them and their, I'm not anti-military. I know so many people who have served and, in wars also. My own father, I know a lot of folks who served in the first Persian Gulf conflict when we went to war with Iraq in 91 and late 1990. And there's supposed to be all this honor amongst these people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just from the military to the Congress to the Senate, just lies. I mean, isn't the co-host a new parent now?
Yep, I am.
Are you gonna? You're just gonna? We as citizens just have to take these lies. We just gotta take it.
Yep.
We don't raise our children this way. We teach them the exact opposite. We teach them all these things, and yet our elected officials and our military top brass, all the way down to the recruiters, one lie on top of the other, taking advantage of children, basically, who have no experience in
life. No, they're inexperienced teenagers. That much is for sure. I don't know if I would qualify them as children.
This is such predatory, and it's
right.
It's that creditor mentality. And I think a guy like that. I mean, if I was that child's father, he'd have me to deal with. And I don't care who he thinks he is. I'm not somebody, if I don't have any children, but if I'm ever involved in raising any, they are not going to be trampled upon, treated like this in any way, shape, or form without consequences.
Yeah.
These parasites, a tick is a parasite. And tradition has it that when you remove a tick, you burn it. That's all I have to say, gentlemen.
Well, thanks. I don't know if that's advocating violence or not, but we certainly don't advocate violence.
Burn off ticks. That's
was
all.
A great call. Very passionate. I like callers with passion. That's for sure. And I don't.
I think he's right about the honor situation. I think
that's
that
they claim. Yeah,
they want us, the average guy, to be honorable, because you can take advantage of a guy who's honorable if you're dishonorable.
Yeah.
You can. If you get into a relationship, a dishonorable person in a relationship with an honorable person can take advantage of them. That they want that. The only thing an honorable person can do is say, yeah, fool me once, shame on you.
Mm-hmm.
Fool me twice, shame on me. But if you take advantage of a bunch of people one time, you can, you know, you've got yourself quite a little system, a little scam going.
This is true. I can't say I agree with Tom about his viewpoint that this is in some way our military or our elected officials. They're not mine. I mean, they might be Tom's, but they're not mine. I did not elect these people, and I do not consent to all of this. I don't consent to any of this, and this is yet another reason why people that care about freedom and want to see things change need to do everything they can to non-cooperate with these federal gangsters. Stop paying them. Stop voluntarily contributing to this system of violence and threats. Well, it's disgusting what they're doing.
He was just using a figure of speech.
I think it's important to point out that they are not my representatives. They're not my rules. It's not my military. I don't consent to any of this, and I will not pay for it. And I don't think that you should either, at least if you feel the same way as I do about this, if you're as outraged as you should be about this kind of behavior. You think you can just elect a few more different people to office? Oh, well, you've got a Republican in there now. Let's elect a Democrat this time, or maybe a different Republican or whatever. You think you can elect these people and they're going to go in and change the system? It's always the same stuff.
It seems less and less likely to me every day.
Whether it's the recruiters getting caught red-handed with this threatening demeanor and this attitude, or whether it's the, I mean, just looking at the military, whether it's the military hospitals getting caught with decrepit, moldy, disgusting conditions for the veterans that are staying there, whatever, whether it's FEMA getting caught, you know, not actually delivering water to the people that need it and just, you know, allowing people to die that didn't have to die. You can go issue after issue, event after event of government getting caught red-handed doing something that directly harms people. I mean, beyond the fact that government itself is just inherently harmful because they're threatening you with hurting you if you don't pay taxes, but directly resulting in people's harm. It's always brushed aside. There's always some bureaucrat that comes out and says it's under investigation. We can't comment on that now, but rest assured we are going to make sure that we change things out. And sometimes if there really is a lot of public pressure, like if it's more than just 11 News from Houston reporting on it, if it's something that blows up to, you know, nationwide kind of coverage,
mm-hmm.
then if there's a lot of pressure on it, then what they'll do is they'll take the really important step of changing out ahead of the bureaucracy. That's what we saw with FEMA after the debacle of Hurricane Katrina and everything that happened after that,
right.
FEMA had their hands all over. Well, what did they do? They brought, you know, they said, oh, we're going to change and we're going to reorganize. And look, here's proof. We're taking the executive director out and we're replacing him with a new bureaucrat. Now we've got fresh blood in the organization and everything's going to change.
But they made the same old bureaucrat a consultant.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, but that didn't get the kind of coverage, Mark.
It just doesn't. And right. I think from a national, on a national scale, and here in the United States, that you're right. I think that on a more local scale, I think that we can elect state elected officials that can, you know, shrink the size of government, and we can count on them. I just think that the prize is too big, and it's the bureaucracy is just too large on a national scale for we the people to have any kind of effect. The incentives are messed up. The lobbyists are the ones that are incentivized to control the country, and we just have to pay for it.
How do you feel about that, his comments there, Nick? I mean, as far as the federal government and trying to change it, is it even possible in your mind?
I used to hold out more hope than I do currently. I think there's a possibility to influence it to some extent, but as far as actually realistically being able to even return to the Constitution, which would make me happy. I mean, we can argue about whether we need to abolish government entirely or go further than simply going back to the Constitution, but I don't think you can even do that effectively at a federal level. I just don't think it can happen.
It's one of the reasons why secession is something that people need to start talking about again. And we've discussed it on the show a number of times, and we've speculated about how people feel about it. I mean, certainly our audience is more inclined to favor secession than your average American. But what do average Americans think about the idea of a state government saying, nah, we've had about enough of this union thing. We're out of here. How do people feel about that? We've got some interesting numbers from the Zogby organization, and Nick, you're going to share those with us here in moments. We'll also take your calls as well about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at IDStronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free on the site, so enjoy them all for on us, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and proof that they listen to the show. Just go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. That is shrine.freetalklive.com. Still to come, the interesting statistics about Americans and how they feel about secession. But first, we go to Ryan in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, Ann. Hey, Mark.
Hey. Nick's here, too. What's on your mind?
I want to talk about workplace regulation.
Okay.
Well, so I've worked a full-time job, working 40 hours a week, and the state makes me take a half-hour break. I take half-hour lunch every day.
Okay.
And the state makes me take an additional half-hour break against my will. So basically, they're making me work 30 minutes longer every day for no reason.
Yeah, that's nice. Can you split up the other half-hour break into two 15-minute breaks, or does it have to be taken concurrently?
The point is, it doesn't matter, because I want to get home if they're half an hour earlier, but I got to wait there for half an hour to take my break.
How old are you?
He's right.
18.
Oh, okay, so this is something that applies to adults.
To everybody, yeah.
I thought it might have been like a 16-year-old thing or something like that.
No.
Yeah, well, that's what the state does. They get in there and they create regulations that control how private people can organize themselves about how your business has to be run and how the employees have to do certain things. And they also, of course, won't let people work more than 40 hours a week without being paid overtime, which means the business has to pay a time and a half, so they have to pay you what you make and then double, 1.5 times essentially what you make for that overtime, which means that they don't budget for that, so you don't get more than 40 hours at most businesses as a result of that, even though you yourself may be willing to say, all right, I'll work the extra 10 hours a week, I'll work 50 hours a week, and I'm willing to work for the same rate. You can't make that decision. You can't make those choices for yourself because you're Mommy and Daddy at the government have decided differently for you. Isn't it disgusting and despicable?
Yeah, and at the end of the week, it adds up to 2.5 hours, which is a large sum of time. And you add that up over a month, that's 10 hours. You know, I could be saving 10 hours a month if it weren't for the state.
That's a great point. And all of it's just, you're just what, sitting back in the break room just killing time?
I don't even take the breaks because I would rather just work.
Just work.
I have nothing better to do, you know?
But you're not on the clock, so you aren't even getting paid for that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, there you go. I mean, what else can you say? That's how
things
are.
There's not much else to say about it.
Get the hell out of California, my man.
Well, I think that's probably the federal government.
Is that federal or California?
I think it's California, but hopefully I'll see you in New Hampshire someday.
Awesome. Thanks, dude.
Have you signed up for the Free State Project yet?
Are you there?
I haven't signed up. I haven't committed yet because I'm not ready to commit. But once I am, I will.
All right.
What's holding you back? What's the objection?
I got to finish university first and see what the wife has to say. But
The wife.
I see. Well, I was going to say
university isn't a good.
You got at least five years. If we completed the Free State Project tomorrow, you got 5 years to move. So university isn't entirely an issue. And but obviously there's family commitments. I don't get involved in family commitments. I think they're important, and I will not diminish them. So,
yeah, I would never tell you to leave your wife behind. Thanks for the call, man. Certainly appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
But I can tell you, my wife followed me to New Hampshire. She wasn't terribly excited about the whole idea of moving here.
How does she feel about it now? Because it's grown on you, I know that much.
Yeah, this is my home.
You gush about living here now, which is great.
You know, there's things I don't like about the sort of small-towny, rednecky atmosphere.
Yeah, but, I mean, what's funny is, to those of you who've been listening for the past couple of years, when Mark first got here, he was ready to turn around and go home, ready to go back down to Florida. You were begging me to let you do the show remotely,
mm-hmm.
and you're telling me, oh, it's too provincial here, it's not urban enough, it's not metro, kind of enough of a lifestyle for me like I used to have. And I said, well, just tough it out, man. And you know, you were concerned about not making friends. You weren't interested in being friends with the Free Staters. And then, 2 years later, here you are, not even 2 years later, a year and a half later, here you are, you've built your own home with the Free Staters' help. You're now
out in the woods.
Close friends with these guys that you initially didn't really think you'd end up being friends with. And
the one that I identified as most likely to be my friend, it is, probably my favorite of them, Lauren Canario's husband. So there you go.
Well, very good. I'm glad you were right about that. But now instead of living in Keene, which is more urban than where you are, you're out in the middle of nowhere, and you're loving it. I mean, the house is beautiful. You've gushed to me about how great the view is at nighttime, for instance, since mm-hmm. you aren't near any lights.
Aliens.
You can look out, and you can see all the stars, and you've got a birdhouse right out in front of your office window. You can sit and watch there do things.
Mm-hmm.
It's so life's a little slower, but it's not necessarily any worse. It's different.
I think... as far as how Laura's liking it, she likes the pace of it. You know,
really?
That's fine. You know, she's a stay-at-home mom,
okay.
And I don't want to make it seem like that's not working, but it allows a certain level of flexibility. She has her job that she does remotely a little bit, probably, mm-hmm. you know, 5 hours a week or something, you know, enough to keep the checking account free because she gets
gotcha.
the remote deposit or whatever that's called. But she seems to like it. However, you know, there's this... There's this free state thing that sticks in her craw. Like, I thought I was moving to a free state. What the hell?
We've got to make it a little more free.
It's not free. And,
get some work cut out for us.
You know, that part bothers her. And, you know, the things that are different that she doesn't like, and usually they have to do with the government, that part bothers her. So
we're working on that.
Yeah.
And that's the whole point of the Free State Project, is to move as many liberty-loving activists up here to New Hampshire as possible, to concentrate them in one place, because the fact is, everything up until this point hasn't really been that successful. Yeah, the Libertarian Party and the think tanks and all those other liberty-oriented organizations out there, though I don't even know if I'd count the Libertarian Party as even close to liberty-oriented these days, but it was.
Well, the state organization.
Yeah, in the past, they had done a good job of bringing people to the message and telling people about liberty, but as far as actually achieving liberty in our lifetime, it doesn't really seem like any of those efforts have really had any results. And so it makes sense to concentrate our activism all in the same place. And we're seeing already, based on the few hundred early movers that have come here to New Hampshire, of which we are two, you and I, Mark, of these few hundred early movers, there have been some amazing things happening here. And it's just getting better. More people are moving in. During the summer, I'd say we got new movers every week. Here to New Hampshire, and certainly all year long, people are coming in. By the end of this year, we're expecting to have the first 1,000, the first 1,000 people here as part of the Free State Project, more coming after that. And if you want to learn more about the Free State Project, you need to go to freestateproject.org to find out all the details, find out about how you can sign up customized based on certain events or factors in your life that will occur to decide as far as when you will move, as opposed to just signing up the generic sign-up pledge that says that you'll move when they reach 20,000 or within 5 years after the organization reaching 20,000 members. Currently, it's around 8,000, a little over 8,000 members. And so there's a ways to go. We've got a lot of building to do here. And it's funny, too, when you hear people talk about the Free State Project, those who are not really interested in it, those who are in the liberty movement but sort of are opposed to the Free State Project, mm-hmm. for whatever reason, when you hear them talk about it, they act as though it's over and done with. They act as though, oh, well, you guys, look, you didn't do anything for Ron Paul in the 2008 primary. You guys didn't do anything. And
the Free State Project missed the first date that they had set for themselves.
You missed your goals, and you guys are done. It's over. But it hasn't barely begun. So those people aren't even paying attention. 800-259-9231. Secession is the answer to this federal government problem. More on that here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you still think that $4 a gallon at the gas pump is your worst problem in this country? Bank failures, rising food prices, and an ever-weakening dollar are only the beginning of a much larger crisis. Why have America's politicians abandoned the rule of law in favor of the rule of men? The majority of this nation's elected officials have become drunk on the power and illusion of authority that only lawless men and women seek. They no longer strive to protect American ideals, but rather they have abandoned the very rulebook that they have sworn an oath to defend. Will the American people let these crimes go unpunished? Do the American people even understand the crimes that have been committed? Where does it stop? Washington, You're Fired is a film about true change in D.C. with true solutions to our everyday problems. We invite you to get your copy today. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com. Understanding what has happened is key to fixing our problems. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com and understand true change today.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Attention GCN listeners, would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of July, visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy them all, including the bulletin board system. You can get interactive with a couple thousand of our listeners. We've got over 375,000 posts. A lot to talk about, all for free, at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
It's the cure for naked. JumpTees.com. Get funny, sexy, clever t-shirts at JumpTees.com. Don't go through life naked. Get jumped. JumpTees.com. Pants not included. JumpTees.com is not responsible for customers not wearing pants.
800-259-9231. We go to your call. Still to come, we'll talk about secession and how Americans feel about it. But first, to Michael in New Hampshire on the AMP line. Hello, Michael.
Oh, good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, actually, child pornography is on my mind.
Oh, dear.
Dear God.
You okay?
I'm okay. The reason I came this this needs a little setup because I'm about a week behind on the podcast, and I just listened to the show where I think it was actually Paula in Florida. I think it was her who suggested that we should build a private internet where only the people that were invited onto it could be on this network. And you said something about, well, if they crack down on the internet, the hackers will free us. And, I'm one of those hackers. And, I'll tell you what, there already are several different projects out there, and I want to talk about one of them where ironically all the child pornography is.
Okay.
You've probably heard that, in the news reports, oh, the internet's full of child porn, and you'll stumble across it every 5 minutes. And no, this is This is not true. When's the last time you've seen child porn?
I've never seen anything like it. Been on the internet since 1998. Never seen it.
Well, you know, it depends on
never
the definition.
Anyone? depending on the definition, but not what I would call child porn.
Have I seen naked teen girls on the internet that I did not know for certain what their ages were? Yeah, I've seen that. But are we talking about, like, sexual activity with children that haven't been through puberty yet? That's pretty rare.
Yeah, sexual activity with teenagers, even, like, 12-year-olds. And the reason I bring this up, because these two kind of tie together. One of these anonymous private internets is called Tor, T-O-R.
Okay.
And you can look that up. What this does, Tor is kind of an anonymizing network where when you use it, you can visit a website and the website has no idea who you are or where you came from. So the website has a much harder time tracking you and determining, like, oh, this guy lives in Manchester, New Hampshire, and so on and so forth. But the other thing about Tor is that they have these hidden services on there, which if you're using Tor, there are these sequences of random numbers and letters that you use to get to a website, like XR381.onion.
Okay.
And if you go to these sites, there are a few central sites. There's one called core.onion where people just post links to different hidden services that are on the Tor network. And I discovered last week that a few of these are actually child porn.
Okay.
There are sites like one of them is called Hard Candy. There's Torpedo, Pedo Bay, and
well, I'm glad I'm not
along those lines.
I'm glad that I'm not going to stumble across these now that you've given me the warning. But what's the benefit to me or the average listener?
Well, here's the thing. It's kind of a double-edged sword because you can use Tor to protect yourself, to avoid being traced, to avoid being tracked, to be anonymous on the network, and even to communicate with other people anonymously. There are hidden wikis on here. There are hidden blogs, hidden forums. You can discuss anything on here. I could go on, and people do discuss pretty much anything on Tor that they don't want to discuss out in the open, and there's no way to track these guys because all the web servers that you access through Tor, they're not going to have your IP address. You're going to look like you came from Europe or Antarctica or something like that.
And is the hosting also anonymized? Is the hidden sites that you're talking about in there is also impossible to track where those are being hosted?
Yeah, it's not possible to find out where the hidden service is through Tor. So you access these onion sites, and you have no idea where they are. They're just a bunch of random numbers and letters, and everything's encrypted, and I don't want to go into all the technical details of the encryption, but the bottom line is that there's no way to tell where on the planet this server is.
So already what Paula was talking about, the alternative internet or a super private internet, it essentially already exists. You mentioned this Tor thing. I know there's another one out there called Freenet. I've actually tried Freenet. It's very confusing. It's not user-friendly. I don't know how Tor is as far as user-friendliness is concerned. But
Tor is really user-friendly. You install it. There's a little thing called Vidalia that comes up. You click on it. It sets your proxy for you, so everything in your Firefox or Internet Explorer, everything goes through Tor, and it just makes everything pretty easy for you.
So basically, are you pointing out, I mean, you brought up the issue of child pornography here. Is the point of your call, or at least one of the points, that you're saying that, look, it's easy for those who know how to go and get their hands on this stuff completely anonymously, and that essentially the only people that you're seeing getting busted for child porn in the news media are the guys that, they really just don't know what they're doing. They're, you know, going into chat rooms, and they're trying to trade with anonymous other people who could very well be cops. I mean, the people that have some idea about how to stay anonymous are completely safe from any sort of prosecution?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if I wanted, I could go on these hidden sites, and I could download child porn all day and all night. No one would ever know. But that's part of the point. The other part of the point is that you have this structure, you have this system where you can be anonymous, you can avoid being traced, you can do things out of the site of the government who maybe you live in Iran and the government's going to put you in front of a firing squad if you speak out against the government. So you get on tour and you can blog about what your government's doing to you and you can be relatively safe from the firing squad.
Theoretically, someone could take the blog from Tor, which is completely anonymous. They could take that and copy it to the real internet on a different blog. You know, like, for instance, if you were in China, you could post what's going on anonymously and have somebody outside of the country repost that publicly. So it really could be used to help spread information as well. So what you're pointing out is it's valuable for more than just illicit porn. It's valuable
Thank
to
goodness.
Anybody that's looking to stay out of the purview. It's valuable to anyone that's looking to stay, to have their communications stay, whatever those are, out of the purview of the law enforcement people.
Exactly. The law enforcement people can use Tor, too, but if you're on there, they can't. If they get on Tor, they can't tell who you are or where you came from, because if you run a hidden service, and I have one of these hidden services, I'm not going to speak about what it is or where it is, but in the logs for this hidden service, everything looks like it came from localhost. So you can't tell where these people came from.
Brilliant. I think it's excellent news. Very good, Michael. Anything else to share?
So I guess in summary, the issue is, yes, you can have these anonymous, secure communications, but people are going to do things that you don't like with it.
Yeah, you know, I can see that, and I like my privacy in certain instances, too, but... I the fact is people are going to, use them for things that I don't like. What are you going to do about it?
Yep. It's a great call, Michael.
And that's the answer. Nothing. You accept it and you move on.
Right. And, for the most part,
head obey.
And people on the internet, for the most part, have accepted that there are undesirable elements on there, whether it be porn or whether it be, you know, the death photos or whatever the videos it is that the people are offended by. They don't have to go and encounter those things. And if they get so offended that they want to bring a government in to try to crack down on the speech that they don't like. Oops, sounds like they're coming to see Michael. Thanks for the call, dude. Anyway, if they get so upset and they want to crack down with the government to try to create rules for what anybody can do online, it's clear that those who want to do what they want to do are going to find ways around those rules based on these services that Michael's talking about. Now it's completely anonymous. More coming up. You bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live. Secession.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Gas prices are out of control. Fight back by doing what thousands of listeners to the Alex Jones Show have done. Developed by a major oil company, a product that really works. Introducing SFR's Protect-A-Complete Fuel System and Engine Treatment. Just one bottle increases mileage for up to 6 months. Fleet tested by major oil companies showing improvements in every car tested. Stop paying mechanics your hard-earned money to have your injection system cleaned. Protect-A cleans up to 95% of new injector condition in just one tank full and is safe for all cars. Tests conducted by General Motors conclude fuel injectors can partially plug in as little as 5,000 miles due to poor gasoline quality. Fight high fuel prices by purchasing a Protect-A fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive an engine treatment free, a $12.95 value. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At hempusa.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything in these remaining moments at 1-800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy all of them on us at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then we ask you to shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Entering Amazon through that link results in Free Talk Live getting a percentage of your purchase. Any category, 41-plus categories to shop in, even used items. Whatever it is you buy, Free Talk Live will get a percentage. And I think I got the numbers back from the month of May today, and we did better than April. Went up from like $1,000 in April to $1,100 in May. So not bad. That all went into to Free Talk Live. Thanks to those of you. Well, we as in the show, you benefit from this money, Mark. It gets plugged back in the form of new equipment and, of course, new affiliates come on board. And because the AMP program is...
And it's okay when you get to eat, too.
That does help. So, once again, go to amazon.freetalklive.com and get your shopping done as we go to Don in Missouri. Don, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, Don. What's on your mind?
I was calling to respond to the guy that called in yesterday about his son smoking marijuana.
Yes, his 8-year-old son.
Yes. I think you sit down and you talk to him because he's 8 and he does have some type of understanding of, you know, this is bad. I don't see that you have to reason with the kid and say, you know, I don't think, it, you know, marijuana is a good thing, or you don't have to go through all the studies. You sit and tell him there's consequences for your actions. This is my house. These are the rules that you need to follow. These are the same thing I would tell my son if put in this position to where he's smoking at 8 years old. So you would put the ball back in his court because he would understand, like, look, nothing's going to happen this time, you know, but this cannot continue to go on under my rule. You're putting me in a bad position, and you have the government can possibly get involved. You can not.
So it'd be all right then with you if your son went out and smoked outside your house? That'd be okay?
No, it wouldn't be all right if he went outside my house and smoked. I mean.
So what is it you want? You want him to stop smoking marijuana?
I would want him, yes. Bottom line is he would have to stop.
And how are you going to assure yourself that he has indeed stopped?
I really can't. You can't watch your child 24/7. One thing I can do is basically having to monitor his actions, not harping over him or following him around constantly. But, you know, go into his room, check on things, see if I see anything unusual out of the ordinary.
You think he'll
he'll
appreciate
kind of found
that?
Out I was smoking.
Do you think he'll appreciate you doing that? Or will he get upset
matter,
at you?
I mean, it doesn't matter what he appreciates. I mean, like I said, I was
Well, I guess it does. I mean, if you don't care what your kid thinks about you, then it doesn't matter.
No, what I'm saying is I'm giving him a choice. I'm telling him that, look, this is the choice is that this is my house. I'm not going to punish you for what you did, but you have to understand in the position that you're putting me in. He's 8, so I would believe that he would be able to understand, at least I was, that, hey, this could be harmful to me and my family. So I would approach the situation in that manner of, hey, this is not going to help us now.
Yeah.
I want us to be together.
I can appreciate that part, you know, the explaining the consequences to his actions and that kind of thing. I just wonder if, you know, saying you cannot do this is going to just, you know, cause the kid to not tell you what's going on in his life if he does decide to do it. As you said, you can't control whether or not he does it. You can just really control whether or not he tells you if he's doing it. And if he
and how honest he is with you in general.
Right. And you know, that's and, you know, searching his room, I suspect, will probably, you know, that's just more of that situation. And I
just got to get better at hiding things.
I don't know. I mean, I'd rather if my kid was going to smoke marijuana, if that's what he's going to choose to do. I don't want him to, believe me. But if he chooses to do that, I guess I'd rather know about it so that I can, you know, make decisions based on the truth than not know about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand that, but you would still have to communicate to him, and I'm not saying that you would just say, okay, you can't, you're going to shut everything down. No, but he must understand that this cannot go on. I mean, of course, we still live in a place to where government can come into your house and take over and take your kids from you. So what you're telling me is that, okay, don't do anything and just allow him to do what he wants to do and then wait till the government comes and then you'll say, well, oh, well.
No, that's not what anyone said. I don't think that was the suggestion last night. The suggestion last night was that you sit down and you talk to your son, as you were suggesting at least, about the possible consequences, but at the same time understanding that there's no point in being, authoritarian about it, because you have to understand that he is going to do what he's going to do. At least if you can communicate to him that this could possibly put you in danger, that increases the chances that he'll respect you. Whereas if you're going to tell him that you're going to start searching his room and that you're going to be authoritarian
towards him. Why would I tell him that I'm going to start searching his room?
He's going to find out when he figures it out that you've ruffled through his stuff.
And that is fine. But here again, though, this is not going from me communicating with him and going straight to being authoritarian. What I'm saying is that you communicate with him, you put the ball back in his court, you set steps up. So if he continues to do these things, you must take further action. You can't continue to allow these things to go on.
What are you going to do?
You into jeopardy.
He's still going to be, I mean, you got to lock him in his room?
No. But what
well, how are you going to stop him from going outside
okay,
meeting
so
with his friends in the forest
the
and getting high?
People, the government comes and into your house. What do you do then?
Well, that would require him to get caught and snitch you out, and that's the point of talking to him.
It's not even snitching me out. What if he's talking to his friends? He can talk to somebody else and say, yeah, man, I'm smoking pot, and he's at school talking to his buddy. I got some pot at the house, and his friends tell someone
I'm
else.
Pretty sure they can't get a warrant based on the rumors of children. I mean, I don't think it's gone that bad.
Child Protective Services can't come walk into people's house. I mean, you guys actually did stories about them just saying
don't answer
that,
the door, my friend. If the cops show up or Child Protective Services shows up, if anybody shows up you aren't expecting at your house and they're from the government, you don't talk to them and you don't let them in.
I talked to my wife about that this week. I think that that's a really important thing for parents to know, is that when Child Protective Services comes to your house, they are not there to protect your child.
Nope.
They're not going to do anything good for you.
They pick your child up at school? It's not like they can't stop you pick your child up.
Don't send your kid to government school.
Well, I think
you're making up all these options, but you're not even realizing that majority of the kids go to public school.
Sure,
I'm not
that needs
that
to change,
kids,
my friend.
I'm just saying, I'm speaking from a general term, and the general thing is people go to public school.
Yeah. Well, they need to stop.
I respect where you're coming from. I really do.
You don't even have an argument for it. I'm not talking to you, Mark, but I'm saying you're just saying don't do something, but you're not even giving real solutions to the issue when...
Hey, those are real solutions, man. If you're scared your kid's going to get picked up at the government school, don't send him to the government school.
Well,
I don't
think that's
the
issue.
At the ballpark, but when his father didn't know he had a drink. He wasn't at school. He was on public property. So your kid can be picked up at any time, which is the point that I'm trying to make.
I understand that.
Government school. It's about if somebody reports your kid and whenever they can get an opportunity, whether they knock on your door and can't get you then, they will get you sometime, somehow.
Well, I think I agree with the caller, actually. I think it's about more than just whether the government's going to step in. If you have an 8-year-old who's using marijuana, personally, I don't think you can be as laissez-faire as what you advocate, Ian, with an 8-year-old. I think maybe if, with the first instance, sit down and explain the, you know, the possible ill effects, that you don't have to freak out on them. But if it's something they're continuing to do, I would advocate locking them in the house and not letting, I mean, just don't let them out.
I talked to my wife, who is a drug treatment counselor for, you know, like, this is what her job is, and she couldn't come up with a solution.
Have your kids still love you? You mean?
Right. There's just, I can't figure out what the solution is, and to me, if I have the option, and Don brought up some really good points there, the government's going to try to get your kid, try to take your house away, try to put you in jail over all this if your kid decides to smoke marijuana and really decides to do it. And there's, you know, she was in with people that they started doing drugs at 8 years old. What are you going to do with that personality?
I'm not saying you're necessarily going to get a good conclusion out of it. I just don't think they're trying to be hands off with an.
I'm trying to get a good conclusion. I'd rather have my kid smoke marijuana and be with me.
Yeah, that's not a good solution. I don't think. I think it is the real world.
I mean, the real world is if you tell your kid no and you punish him, he's going to hate you and probably be more likely to go out there and do more drugs than just marijuana.
I don't think most people see it that way. I don't think that.
Well, I don't care how they see it. I'm telling you what I would feel, how I would feel if my parents were behaving toward me in that way. Julia, when she came home from being out, her mom would grab her by the arm, pull her over to her, and sniff her to see if she smelled like marijuana. And that was just one example of the many things that was done that were not very good parenting tactics, because now Julia doesn't respect her mom in any way, shape, or form as a result of how she was treated.
Yeah, but they're
like a prisoner.
Yeah, I'm not saying how most people see it. I'm seeing how most people have been punished by their parents at some point for some kind of ill behavior, like smoking a joint, and they don't hate their parents after the fact, and in some cases they actually believe that it was good that their parents stepped in. So not everybody reacts negatively to having a strong influence like that.
You can handle it however you want. I'm just telling you how I would feel, and people that I, you know, associate with would feel about that. Hey, you know what? I wish we had time for the secession story. We don't. It's Vinny in here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.